Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.com.
The American dream, but his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and the host of Celebrity Crime Scene is with us. Certified senior crime scene analyst Alina Burrows is trained in bloodstain pattern analysis, bullet trajectory, recovery of buried bodies, documentation of skeletal remains. It just sounds like so much fun. There's a new episode coming up in just a few days on Sunday, Celebrity Crime Scene on Fox, and then the next day on Hulu. And this one revisits one of history's most enduring mysteries in a groundbreaking TV event that rebuilds the scene of Marilyn Monroe's death. Alina, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. How are you?
Now, you don't mind getting your hands dirty, it sounds like.
you figured me out.
How long have you been doing that?
My career in public safety, I will say, either law enforcement directly or some way peripherally, started in 2000. So I guess this would be my 26th year.
Wow. Wow. And taking on a big mystery like this about Marilyn Monroe, and you say that what's uncovered kind of undermines the official story of probable suicide, huh?
Well, you know, I'm not gonna give anything away, but I will say that it does make it particularly challenging in a case like this because, you know, a cold case or, you know, that's how I approach it is normally challenging because, you know, you've got, potentially, you know, in the 60s, we don't have ring camera, you know, we don't have intersection cameras or, you know, half the time we're lucky if we get a carbon copy police report and a Polaroid. But then when you go back to something that has the eyes on it, like Marilyn, right? The most famous person in the world, probably at that time. What makes it particularly challenging is that you've got decades of the conspiracy that are growing over the facts of the case. And I think that's something that the viewers will find really intriguing about this. It's kind of like the intersection of celebrity culture and true crime.
Yeah, we're talking to crime scene analyst Alina Burrows here on the National Defense. And the new episode coming up on Sunday, Marilyn Monroe on Fox and the next day on Hulu. And Alina, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. So, you know, they love this kind of stuff. I mean, this is right up their alley. And so this is going to be fascinating. Give me an idea of who you got kind of the roster coming up.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I want to thank all of your listeners for their service. I am a military family, U.S. Air Force myself, and so I want to first and foremost give them a shout out and extend my appreciation. And they're going to be really intrigued by this because, you know, we've got me, a little crimes investigator, and we've got Paul Holes, who is a retired cold case homicide investigator, you know, brilliant. He and I bring just such a different vibe, I think, to the show. He's got years of cold case homicide investigation under his belt. And then we've got Kiki Monique. And again, like I said, you know, this is the intersection of that celebrity culture and true crime.
Yeah.
Kiki brings in that celebrity culture side where we talk about, you know, so much rumor, conspiracy headlines. And then Paul has this homicide investigation experience. And then I kind of gravitate towards the science, the physical evidence, the, you know, what does the autopsy report say? So it's, you know, three-factor approach, and we all bring something different to the table.
Yeah, that's so fascinating, and that's got to be very interesting for you to get to work on some of these things that have been examined and re-examined. I mean, Marilyn Monroe, you know, you think, is there anything new to be found there, right?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's examining what exists, right, that people may or may not know about. But I think there are a lot of similarities between, let's say, the velvet rope of celebrity and the crime scene tape, right? People want to look inside both of those, and they might not know all of this. And I guarantee you, you're going to learn something new about the case from one side or the other. You know, and that's what I think makes this so fun to watch. And I think one of our goals, obviously, is to find the human beneath the icon.
Sure.
You know, really return humanity to somebody like Marilyn, who was treated, you know, for lack of a better term, she was treated by the public as a commodity. And none of us, regardless of our status, are immune to life troubles, let's say, right? You know, when
right.
we look at Marilyn as a human, there's childhood trauma, there's, you know, man troubles, there's addiction and work troubles, and those are all things that are really relatable to us in 2026 and to us as humans.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Celebrity Crime Scene. Marilyn Monroe, this Sunday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central on Fox, next day on Hulu. And what other celebrity crime scenes can we expect this season? You got a Jeffrey Epstein in there somewhere?
You know, I'd like to stay away from that one if I could. But
yeah.
let's see what happens. You know, that's all I'll say is, I think there are a lot of cases that I would really love to take another look at. And let's see what happens, you know.
And I understand that you are quite the chef, by the way.
Uh-oh, I don't know who you've been talking to.
Do you like to cook?
I do. I like to cook and bake. And, you know, I think everybody assumes maybe that because I've had this life of, you know, crime scene, that I just want to run home and watch crime scene and live crime scene. And, you know, I'm sure it's just like your military audience. They're probably super critical when they see military portrayals in TV. So,
right.
So I go to the cooking shows, right? I go to cooking and baking shows, and that's my pastime and my escape, I guess.
You know, you could actually combine the two, Alina. I mean, you could do like a cooking mystery show and maybe delve into, you know, what really is in a McNugget, or, you know, just examine some of those.
I don't think the world's ready. I don't think the world's ready to know what's in a McNugget, frankly. But
I think you're right. Well, this is going to be fascinating. It's on Sunday,
yeah.
8 Eastern, 7 Central, Fox, and next day on Hulu, Celebrity Crime Scene, Marilyn Monroe. Alina, great to talk to you, and continued great success.
You as well. Thank you so much. You know, have me back on when the show's done so we can talk about
yes.
all the things you want to learn.
I would love
to.
Yeah,
I'll come back.
That'd be great. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. Company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, T-Mobile recognizes the unwavering dedication and sacrifice of those who serve, have served, and the families who stand beside them. T-Mobile is committed to keeping military families connected through every PCS deployment and homecoming on America's best network. And they're proud to support hiring initiatives for veterans and spouses, strong partnerships with military organizations, and ongoing community investments that make a difference. Learn more at T-Mobile.com/military. Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, 2H2025.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training. We're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College.
Get job ready fast
with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman, at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Yeah, it's that time again. National Geo Shark Fest. And I mean, you talk about some incredible programming. Over 25 hours of shark-infested programming, including Jaws at 50. I can't believe 50 years. Shark expert Candace Fields joins us here. Candace developed a keen interest in marine science during her childhood in the Bahamas. Since then, has become a passionate advocate for shark conservation, and she joins us here on the National Defense. Hey, Candace, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You know, and I got to tell you, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. So right now, everybody that is on a ship at sea is going, please tell me more about sharks. Candace, what is the one thing that you would tell people that would really surprise them about sharks?
You know, I think that the biggest thing that people are you know, perhaps not willing to take on is that sharks are not out to get people. You know, sharks are living in their world, and figuring out how to navigate the changing waters and changing environment the same way we are. So sharks are, you know, if you're out there on a boat, I would be far more concerned about current and large waves than sharks.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And I don't know who it was that came up with the idea of swimming with sharks, but I mean,
I'm into it.
Come on.
I'm into it. I think that there's something, you know, about being in the animal's environment, and whether that's, you know, swimming with sharks, whether that's being on a safari or with lions and things, that you can't really appreciate them in their, you know, sort of whole way without being in their environment, right?
Right.
And you can't get your own perspective without really getting out there and seeing for yourself. And I think that has actually benefited sharks, and you know, it's given people this experience of like, wow, I was in the water with this shark, and it couldn't have cared less about me. And that changes people's perspective, and then that creates this sort of trickle down effect where people are saying, hey, no, it really was a fine experience. Maybe sharks are getting a bit of a bad rep.
Yeah, it makes sense. We're talking to shark expert Candace Fields here in the National Defense. Nat Geo Shark Fest 2025 kicks off on July 5th, and then that will air across various channels, Nat Geo, Nat Geo Wild, Disney XD, and then next day on Disney Plus and Hulu, and also celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jaws. Have you gone back and watched that movie? I just went back a couple of weeks ago and watched it, and it's interesting. You know, I mean, 50 years ago, obviously, didn't have the kind of technology that we have now. But, boy, I mean, it still kind of it stirs up those emotions, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, funnily enough, I actually only watched Jaws for the first time maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and it definitely, I could see how, you know, you could get that sort of SOS sort of feeling about them. I think, you know, even though obviously like the animatronics and all these things are kind of like haha in terms of
right.
what we're able to do now, clearly a robot. You know, it still gives you the storytelling, you know, is still super strong and super convincing that it makes sense that it kind of created this huge buzz and you know, this negative buzz around sharks. Cause I mean, And you feel it for sure.
Sure. Yeah. And then another part of the programming here is Investigation Shark Attack, and takes an in-depth look inside the mind of the predators, and the six-part series explores shark behavior from their unique perspective. Candace, as a shark expert, what do you think prompts those attacks when we see those happen? And, you know, and obviously it doesn't happen probably as often as we think it does, but it gets a lot of attention when it does.
Yeah, I think that's a great point right there, is that it seems so frequent because we have access to information from around the planet, right? If this was, you know, even 50 years ago, let's say, the capacity to get news in an instant from literally anywhere around the world just wasn't there. And so you weren't feeling like, oh, these things were happening every month or every, you know, however often it feels like it's happening, because it's just not, you just don't have access to the information. Right. And so now, because of that, it feels like, wow, this is happening constantly, but that's just really not the case, especially because it's also just being brought up in any little instant, right? So it's, we're happy to, you know, as a society, paint sharks as the bad guy. But I really think that, you know, people's perspectives are starting to shift to get a little bit more into, you know, a healthy respect of these animals, as opposed to sort of just saying, you know, sharks are bad, we should get rid of sharks. And I think that programming like Shark Fest is helpful in changing that narrative.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're talking to shark expert Candace Fields here on the National Defense. And so you grew up in the Bahamas, and did you just naturally kind of become curious about sharks? How did you get into that field?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was always one, as a kid, I can remember, you know, I wasn't a play on the sand type of beach goer. I wanted to have my goggles and see the fish and see what was happening in the water. A part of me, I think, was drawn to the elements of, well, why does everybody think these things are so terrible? Let me get an idea for myself, sort of thing. So I couldn't put my, you know, finger on exactly what it is that drew me in, but I just, for as long as I can remember, have been intrigued by sharks.
Yeah, I mean, they're fascinating creatures, no question. And there's so many different species. You know, I'm always amazed when I find out about a different kind of a shark that you've never heard of. What is the largest shark out there?
The largest shark is the whale shark, which can be, you know, sort of 40 feet long.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine something that small, but what's crazy is that shark is probably the biggest gentle giant out there. It's a filter feeder, so it doesn't even have, you know, real teeth like what you imagine a shark having.
Right, right.
Just these gorgeous, I mean, it's seeing something of that size. You know, I've only seen what's a quote-unquote small one, and it's still like you're just in awe that something can even just be that big, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's incredible. Well, this is going to be – it's always fun, Shark Fest, and it's back with over 25 hours of shark-infested programming. Happens on July 5th, Nat Geo. Candace, thank you so much for the time, and, hey, stay safe out there.
Thank you, and thank all of your listeners for their service.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the taxpaying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's time to turn up the heat.
Get ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Hunks are back.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
A steamy two-night event. Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd.
Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fees.
Include $10 pre-slot.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, there is a new Tom Clancy book out called Act of Defiance. It is so sensational. I'll give you the backdrop here. When a Russian super weapon is let loose under the waves, first of all, that's a statement. It's up to President Jack Ryan to find a counter move before it's too late. U.S. intelligence discovered the Russian Navy had poured money into a secret project, and they got to find out what it is. Analysts are stumped until the knot is untangled by one particularly bright young woman at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Katie Ryan, the youngest daughter of President Jack Ryan. Okay, so that's just the hook right there, because you get into this thing and you cannot put it down. Of course, it's a Tom Clancy novel written now by Brian Andrews, who's a Navy veteran, Park Leadership Fellow, and former submarine officer with a psychology degree from Vanderbilt and a master's in business from Cornell, and Jeffrey Wilson, who has worked as an actor, firefighter, paramedic, jet pilot, hotshot jet pilot, diving instructor, as well as a vascular and trauma surgeon. And also served in the Navy for 14 years and made multiple deployments as a combat surgeon with an East Coast-based SEAL team. Jeff, is there anything you haven't done?
My mom says I can't keep a job, so I don't know what that means.
Hey, Brian, congratulations on a great book. I'm halfway through this thing, and it is. And full disclosure, okay? Full disclosure, I have never read a Tom Clancy novel. And for somebody who's never read one, and for somebody who didn't serve in the military, man, I am so intrigued and hooked by this book. Great job.
Well, thanks. We're just so flattered to hear you say that. And there's going to be thousands and thousands of people out there who have also never read a Clancy book. Or maybe there's some people who've only read The Hunt for Red October, and this is an opportunity to maybe get back into the series. But we know as, you know, military veterans that one of our most important jobs as storytellers is to introduce the community of Americans who've never served into the world that we served in and what it's like to be out there protecting the nation on the pointy tip of the spear.
Yeah, and Jeff, you know, the description of the submarines and every platform, that's the cool thing about you guys writing this novel is the fact that you know exactly what you're talking about because you've been there, right?
Yeah, Brian served on a submarine. While I was on active duty, I was on a submarine once and couldn't wait to swim off of it. Even swimming off in the dark seemed like a better idea than being on it. But I will say, Brian definitely brought his expertise to this book, but we really have to thank the United States Navy. You know, people that are familiar with Clancy know that what he did so well was engage with the military and the Department of Defense and subject matter experts to really get stuff right. And even though Brian has served, he hasn't served in a year or two, right, Brian? And so things have changed. The technology has changed. The submarine platforms have changed. And the warriors aboard those are changing as well. And so the Navy gave us access to subject matter experts. We sat with the XOs and COs of several submarines. We sat with Sublant and all of his team. We had the opportunity to go aboard to Virginia class submarines. We got to fly out to the brand new aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. So we really have to thank the Navy for the things that we got right, as much as our own backgrounds and expertise. They were phenomenal, supportive, and I hope in exchange we've honored them and written a book that makes them proud of what they do and can share with readers what there is to be proud of in these men and women that are out there on the pointy tip.
Yeah, and that's the first thing that I came away with. Talking to Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson here on the National Defense, the new novel, the new Tom Clancy novel, Act of Defiance. Hey, Brian, let's talk about that a little bit, about your service and then, you know, going back and updating all of the situations on submarines, even including AI. I don't know when you guys finished this book, but there's so much that's going on right now that you've included in the novel. And you know, you get down in the weeds in terms of how a submarine operates, some of the logistics, and I mean, the more I read that, the more I agree with Jeffrey. I would never want to set foot on a submarine.
Well, I can't say that I blame you. It is a, you know, cramming 100 people into this you know, metal tube and
sardine can
going around underwater blind where you can't see. I mean, that a lot of people think that there's windows in submarines. They sort of imagine like these tourist type of things, and that's not what it's like at all. I mean, it's a steel hull all the way around. It's a pressure hull, and you can't see where you're going, so you're navigating based on, you know, sort of a complicated version of Dead Reckoning and sonar. And so, it's truly another world down there. And I think that that's what makes it so interesting. And when I think back to, you know, I served on a 688 class fast attack submarine, which is the same type of submarine that the Dallas was in the original movie Hunt for Red October. You have a periscope and a penetrating periscope, and you have a helmsman and a planesman there, and they're controlling everything. And you know, for me to be able to go out on the Virginia class submarine and see that they don't have a penetrating periscope, they're looking at a TV screen now,
yeah,
and they're using an Xbox controller to,
yeah,
you know, to control it.
Literally an Xbox controller.
Yes.
Yeah. So just it's amazing how much more technology they can dial in on the. They have a co-pilot and a pilot now, and they sort of reduced four watch stations into two for you know, driving the submarine, and they can dial in on a dial, you know, they can punch in on touch on a flat screen what depth they want to go to, and the submarine can do it all itself. So yes, there's a lot of changes and a lot of technology, Randy.
Well, as a huge fan of the movie Hunt for Red October, I was so happy to see that the one thing still remains the same on a submarine. They still do say dive, right?
Absolutely. You know what? The other cool thing that hasn't changed, and this is why we were so excited to have so much engagement with the Navy. The thing that hasn't changed is the men and women that are serving.
Yeah.
They, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the country, and you know, every generation thinks the next generation is going to be the one that ruins us. I think that's human nature. But we met young men and women in every platform, in aviation, aboard these submarines, out at sea on a Arleigh Burke. And they are the most impressive people. These are sometimes 18, 19-year-old kids. All of them are in their 20s or 30s unless they're in command. And they are dedicated. They're patriotic. They are committed. They're bright. They're capable. And they are out there every day and night. And I just thank God that they are. But that was the thing that I was so glad to see has not changed. Those people, those sailors, incredible, amen, incredible human beings.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Heat up your 4th of July at the Home Depot with our wide variety of grills under $300 and make every gathering one to remember. Give your outdoor space a glow up. Whatever your budget is, the savings on seasonal plants starting at $5. With the grill fired up and your backyard set to perfection, you'll be able to invite friends and family over to kick off the party. Start celebrating with low prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. Prices may vary by store. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour.
Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Since 2019, Organic Pilates has been helping Reading build stronger bodies, not just for summer, but every season of life. Experience matters. We don't teach exercises. We teach to the body in front of us. The best way to start is with our $99 new student intro. One semi-private session, two group reformer classes, and an infrared sauna session. Visit us downtown with free parking. We're right in between curated and theory coffee. Your Pilates story starts here.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for Late Night Conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love Late Night Conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just like the opening scenes there of you know, Jack Ryan and his and Katie and the family coming together for the dinner. I'm sitting there reading this crying because I've got two daughters and my wife is like, isn't that like a military book? And I go, yeah, yes. But I mean, congratulations on that aspect too, man. That was great.
We stoked those fatherly nostalgic emotions.
you did.
I know, but I mean, I think that you hit on something important, and this is something that we try to do in all of our books, is that, you know, the people who are serving, whether you're, you know, serving as President of the United States or you're serving as an enlisted sailor on a submarine, you know, you are serving. And what that means is that there's a component of sacrifice. And you're having to be away from your family. You're having to put your job first and your family has to come second sometimes. And that puts strain on families.
Right.
And that requires the families to have to make a sacrifice too. And also I think it's important that we acknowledge that because you're choosing to, you know, do something for the betterment of the nation instead of the betterment of yourself. And so we want to communicate that in our stories because it's something we both experienced personally, but we're not unique in that respect. It's the same thing for everybody who serves.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. The wives and kids are the unsung heroes, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
My wife will never admit it, but she had the harder job. Like, I know I'm okay when I was out there.
Right.
I knew I was okay. She had those periods, those hours, sometimes days of wonder and worry. I would never trade what I did for the worry that she had to have. So we really do try to honor that sacrifice and that service, the family service, in this book, but in all of our books. So I'm so glad you picked up on that, Randy. That's an important part for us.
And you know, Jeff, the other part that you guys have to deal with is that this is a legendary brand. I mean, you know, they hand something like this to you guys and say, you better get it right. And I'm not just talking about the publishers, but I'm talking about the readers and the fans of Tom Clancy. I mean, the reviews have been stellar, obviously, but it could have gone the other way, right?
Yeah, there's a little pressure there. There's a little pressure there, 100%.
Yeah.
And especially being fans ourselves, like some of that pressure is like, what will the readers think? What will, you know, the publisher was amazing. Tom Colgan is incredible. He's like, you guys are great writers. Write your book. Honor the universe. Don't feel the pressure. But you do feel the pressure, right? And as fans, we had put some of that pressure on ourselves. Like Hunt for the Red October was an important book in our naval careers. Like we were reading those books when we were, you know, young and getting ready to go into this field. So yeah, I'd be a liar if I didn't say we felt that pressure. So excited to see that it's being well received. And we'll see. I hope that people appreciate the work we did.
Hey Brian, is this thing going to be a movie like tomorrow?
Ooh, that's a great question. We don't know. So it's something that we would certainly be interested in pursuing.
Yeah.
And I think that there's some preliminary discussions that have maybe taken place in that respect, but certainly nothing that we can announce.
Well, if I could make a suggestion, and I'm no writer, but it seems to me that we work a lot with, and we're heard on the American Forces Radio Network. You know, it seems to me there would be a place in the movie for a disc jockey, you know, on Armed Forces Radio Network. I mean, if you really want to make this thing realistic, you know, you could have the guys on the submarine listen to AFN and maybe a disc jockey. I mean, you know, when you come to that point, just, you know, I'm here.
I love it.
I think we can see you, Randy, on top of the sail with your microphone.
Yes.
Just up there, you know, in the wind, sort of like your own Titanic moment. You know, you're like leaning forward, talking.
I'm king of the world.
We're talking to Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson here in the National Defense, the book Tom Clancy novel, Jack Ryan novel, Act of Defiance. And the other thing I get from this is not only the relationship between Jack and Katie, but also the very mandatory protocol that you have to have between a president of the United States and his daughter who's serving in the capacity that that he has her serve. And Brian, talk about that a little bit, because I think you guys nailed it again with this, because that could have been kind of loosey-goosey. But, I mean, everything that they – every interaction that they have, whether it's personal or private or public, it's set in that – I do my job and you do your job, right?
Yeah, we talked a lot about that, and we're trying to imagine if you're, you know, a 30-year-old lieutenant in the Navy and your dad's president, you know, how can you stand on your own two feet and get respect without having to always wield the my dad's the president stick?
Right.
And we sort of felt like for Katie that would be quite repulsive. You know, she would shy away from this idea that, you know, I'm always going to use the Ryan name to sort of bolster people's opinion of me and get my way. And so, Jeff, I don't remember if we decided that pretty early, didn't we, that we wanted her to lean the other direction.
Yeah, right when we got started settling on this Katie character and she sort of came to life for us, and being her dad's daughter, right, being girl daddies ourselves, we have these relationships with our daughters that helped inform it maybe. But I think that we decided very early on that she wouldn't, you know, be weird about it, but she wouldn't publicize it. We felt like she was a character who would be like, you know, every time it came up, when it got discovered, it would make her uncomfortable. She doesn't want to be the president's daughter. She wants to be Lieutenant Commander Select Katie Ryan, who is rising on her own. And that's clearly what she is. So, yeah, we made that decision pretty early. I think that's what our girls would be like. Right, Brian?
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing to me, too, about the book is that this could be happening right now. You know, and the thing I told somebody about this book, I said, I hope Putin is not reading this book.
He read Collateral, I feel like. He still feels guilty about that. We wrote one of our Tier 1 books. We wrote about Ukraine, and damn if he didn't do it exactly like we wrote. My wife was mad. She goes, why would you write that? Look what happened.
I'm serious. I mean, it's what's the warhead that you describe in the book? The
Status Six, the Poseidon
with the salted warhead, and I mean that kind of thinking. Where did that come from?
Well, the Russians they invent these terrible weapons. I mean, if you look back at the history of their weapons program, they really have a knack for coming up with the most horrible ways to destroy things. And
right.
So, you know, you have the Tsar bomb, which is the largest nuclear weapon ever invented. They have a terrible biological and chemical weapons program. I mean, you hear about all the poisonings that they do and stuff. So, I mean, I guess they take great pride in finding horrible ways to kill people. And so this is just another example of that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, what was fun about this was the other part of the Russian mindset that we noticed as we did this research was that mix between horrible technology, which is a very real thing in that culture, and propaganda. Mm. And so we tried to flesh that out a little bit in this book too, from the political standpoint. It's like, well, okay, we know about this Status 6, but what we know about it, is it real or is it just them blustering again? Is it all crap? And how serious is this threat? Because they definitely do both, 100%. But we did research on this, and this is based on, at least some theoretical weapons that do exist.
Well,
in real life, to Jeff's point, Putin released a propaganda video that showed this nuclear torpedo causing a nuclear tidal wave that in a basically a power animated PowerPoint wipes out Florida, right? So you put that out there and it's like everybody's like, oh my God, I got a nuclear tidal wave.
Right.
Well, can it actually generate a nuclear tidal wave? No. But could it do what we said in the book, which would be, contaminate the port of Norfolk and make it unusable for 100 years? Yes, it could do that.
When I saw in the book you talk about New York City, and I'm fine with that, we're based in Kansas City, but then when I read about the you get to the point about the dissension that's going on in Russia, I was like, oh, that's great, they're not getting along with each other, and boy, if we could get to that point, that would be great. But I mean, you guys did such a great job in covering everything in terms of the Navy, logistics. I love how the characters interact with each other in terms of how to move forward. It's just a great book, guys. What a great job.
Well, thank you so much, man. That means a lot coming from you. For real.
Well, and this, our audience is just going to obviously eat this up. And it's so funny when I talk to people about Tom Clancy novels, I always get one of two answers. They've seen Red October, they've never read a Tom Clancy novel, or they've read every Tom Clancy novel. And is that kind of what you guys find?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's definitely it. Well, hopefully this will bring some new readers into the Clancy universe. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm raising my hand right here. So thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for the time, and thanks for the great book. It's Act of Defiance, another great Jack Ryan novel. Thanks for being on the National Defense.
Randy, we love
thanks
talking
so much,
to you, man.
Friend.
Anytime.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.